Electric scooters have been popping up across the valley as cities are already trying to figure out how to regulate dockless bike sharing. U of A has banned the scooters on its campus. ASU has the same prohibition in place on its Tempe campus. Scottsdale and the city of Tempe, meanwhile, are allowing them with some conditions. Cycling rider Eben Weiss wanted to see how these scooters work for himself, so he headed to Portland, Oregon to check them out. Weiss has a column for Outside Magazine and wrote about his experience in the magazine. For reference, his blog is called Bike Snob NYC, so you get a sense of his first transportation love. Weiss spoke with our co-host Mark Brody via Skype about this other two-wheeled vehicle and started the conversation by talking about his initial impressions of scooters and scooter culture before he headed out west.
I mean, my initial impression, on one hand, I always liked the idea of the scooters. It makes sense. It's a quick, easy, low-impact way to get around. But at the same time, I had my own subjective preconceived notions as a bike person and as somebody who not only rides a bike but loves the aesthetic of the bicycle. Quite frankly, I thought the scooters were a little bit dorky. I'm going to admit it.
So you decided to go to Portland, Oregon to test these out and sort of look at the culture of it and who rode them and what the impact of these things on that particular city were. And you write about this. Can you kind of summarize what exactly you found?
What I found was that, well, going into Portland, I had read all these horror stories. The media really was playing up this thing where scooters were coming into cities and invading them, and scooters were hanging from trees. And so there was all this chaos in the news. So I arrived in Portland, and my first experience with the scooters was so counter to that. And in fact, the whole time I was in Portland, my experience was completely the opposite of that. All it was occasionally there'd be scooters nearby that you could just hop on and go from A to B effortlessly. And it was so counter to all the stuff I was reading that it was funny.
To what do you attribute that disconnect?
I think that part of it is obviously scooters are a new thing and we're getting used to it. So anything, there's going to be some problems. There's going to be some adjustment. At the same time, we're discovering because of these scooters that our cities are too choked with cars. Everybody else is fighting for a very small sliver of space, pedestrians, cyclists, now scooters. There's not enough space for people to get around because we use so much of our streets for cars and just for storing cars. So this is what we're feeling now. Yet at the same time, there's obviously this really powerful need for people to get around short distances in an easy, quick, cheap way. And that's what these scooters are allowing people to do. So it's an adjustment period. We have to tweak our cities to make this stuff work.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, in a city like New York City where you live, or a city like Portland where you have sort of a dense urban environment, do you get the sense that scooters might be used differently or might need to be regulated differently than in a less urban environment, maybe some suburban communities?
Every place is different, and every place is going to have its own unique needs, and every place is going to deal with the scooters differently, and we'll have to deal with the scooters differently. Portland is a flat place. It's dense, but it's not New York City dense. New York's a much bigger city. You have some places that are flat. You have some places that are hilly. You have long bridges to cross. You have all different kinds of neighborhoods. And I think in a city like New York, it makes more sense to address different parts of the city differently. And different places in New York are going to use the scooters differently. In some places, you could use a scooter to go to and from a train station or a bus station or something like that. In other neighborhoods, the scooters might be good for getting around that particular neighborhood, going to businesses and things like that. And a place like Phoenix or any place is going to have its own set of needs. People travel differently, different densities. But they're such small and nimble vehicles that it seems to me they're easy to integrate and tweak to work with your city.
Well, I wonder, you know, you mentioned maybe different parts of a city like New York City might have different regulations. Does it almost kind of, though, defeat the purpose of having them if, for example, part of Manhattan has this regulation, or even if different boroughs of New York City have different rules and regulations? It seems like that's a lot for a potential rider to keep track of, and for maybe even the companies themselves to make sure that they're abiding by all these different rules and regulations in different parts of one city or one metro area.
Well, you already see this with bike share, where in a big city like New York, we've had City Bike forever, which is it's bike share where the bikes are stored at a dock. But now New York has been piloting dockless bike share. And what they're doing is they're deploying these dockless bikes in specific service areas. And because a city like New York is very big, it's possible, and it makes sense to me, you can deploy scooters to be used in certain areas. I mean, look, very few people are going to get on a scooter and ride it 20 miles. These things lend themselves to being used within a fairly small radius.
So do you think that ultimately cities will sort of shift around their infrastructure and make changes to accommodate maybe more bikes and scooters and maybe appropriate less space for cars and parking?
They have to, absolutely. If not less space for cars, then appropriate it differently, because these are demonstrating a need to get around in a convenient, efficient, inexpensive way. What the scooters are doing, what the bikes have been doing, and the scooters are now doing is replacing these really short trips that people have been using cars for. And the reason people are using these scooters is it's a no-brainer. You need to go a mile away. You need to run to the store. You can hop on one of these scooters. You can be wearing anything. You can be wearing a ball gown and heels. You could be wearing scuba fins. It doesn't matter. And the demand is there for them, and the need is there for them. And it's inevitable that cities are going to need to adjust. Cities have already been adjusting to bikes. So that's already happening. And this is going to accelerate that.
Eben Weiss is a cycling writer and author of the piece for Outside Magazine called "Are Scooters Destroying Cities or Saving Them?"